Welcome back to Shoot the Bull with Ag Commissioner Sid Miller. You know, while Texas is not a major soybean producing state, they do grow some in South Texas.
That is correct. There is a demand for soybeans, and with South Texas climate, they just might work for some of our producers out there. In recent years, we've seen crops that have been traditionally planted in South Texas face an increasing problem due to pest, disease, and more. Some of these issues have impacted the yield of these crops. Many farmers are taking advantage of growing soybeans as an alternative crop.
Why?
Well, a local research farm in Monte Alto played a significant role in discovering the potential of soybeans. There have been many years of research conducted. Rio Farms has found a variety of soybean that adapts well to our South Texas climate. It works well because you can plant two crops a year, one in the spring and one in the summer.
How well did they do?
They're a great rotational crop for sugarcane. I know that perks the interest of some of our South Texas farmers. Soybeans are definitely catching on more, and the area offers a good climate for growing them, and they're also good for the soil. Soybeans make good cover crops, which helps increase production and retain moisture in the soil.
We like crops that are easy on resources.
Well, of course we do. The fact that they require less production resources when compared to corn or other crops is a huge advantage. Pests and diseases occur less on soybeans, which is a definite plus. Lastly, planting soybeans offers another way to add value to the land by raising its potential to grow other crops. It's a win-win, another reason why South Texas agriculture matters.
Thanks for joining us for Shoot the Bull. I'm Tony Purcell, TSN News.